team of contractors.
Hey, Kent. It's Zach, man. How are you?
Good, Zach. How are you?
Good, man. Just give me a call like I said I would. Have you discussed the property in North Carolina with your partner?
Yeah. We already talked about it. In fact, I talked with him about it yesterday. Because I had a very hectic morning trying to get stuff done, Zach.
Okay.
But yeah, everything is good, man. He wants to know. The only thing he was concerned about is if we do it based upon owner financing, right?
Yeah.
We still got to, you know, you're saying, I mean, I don't know the exact amount of money you were saying down and what the payment would be. You know, we didn't come up with that. But the other thing is if you just buy it straight out like it is,
mm-hmm.
is 60 your best offer on that guy?
I mean, look, man, I just want to make it quick and simple. I mean, what is he not happy with that?
Well, I mean, you know he want more money, Zach. Everybody want more money. That's just the way life is. But, I mean, he was saying that, you know, giving away $40,000, that's just, you know, a lot of money. And I don't knock that. But my thing is, I mean, I'm not trying to be unreasonable either. I mean, so
sure.
I don't know. I mean, and to be quite honest, it's probably the same way you want to do it, which is best for us. It's just, you know, one and done, and as opposed to payments and all that kind of stuff. But my question is, I mean, is there can you add more money? Can you add more money to what you get?
Is there a way that we can just add them to the call and have that open conversation, and we can just get it over with and done?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're having a conversation right now. You're in it. I can make the decision. I just need to know what else that you could possibly do. That's all. He you know, wanted to extend it out to you know, to me to make the decision, which I definitely can. That's not a problem. But naturally, you know, the property is like I told you before. The property is actually in his name. Therefore, you know, we will work together regardless. I mean, we got other houses we've done together. It doesn't really matter. We just do whatever's in our best interest at the time we buy them. That's it. But do you have any more money you can give us?
What are you asking for, man? I know you said more money, but what does that mean?
He said that he didn't want to, you know, if we're going to give it away, he said, is there any way he can go 70 and wrap it up?
And you want to do it today?
Absolutely.
Can you put him on the phone?
I'm telling you, I don't have to put him on the phone. If you give me 70, it's a done deal, and we'll make it happen today. We don't go back and forth about that.
He'd be the one that has to sign it, right?
And he will sign it. It's not a problem. I'm telling you, man, that's how we do it.
Okay, so
we discuss it, we make a decision, and we sell it. That's it. And that's what I'm telling you right now. I'm having a house. I mean, you really even started talking because of these people dragging their feet. And
right.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, I think that basically what they're probably doing is, you know, trying to get somebody else to buy it before they button it up with me. Personally, I don't particularly care. Just to keep it real with me, you know. That's all I'm doing. So I'm telling you, give me $70,000, a done deal. And a done day. Don't you have to go, I mean, as far as, you know, making the decision to do it, that's not a problem.
Hang on, just let me wrap my head around this. Look, I'm not going to nickel and dime, you know, it's a little bit more than what I want to pay. But if you're giving me your word, I'll do it today.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. What did she say? Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry, Zach. I'm here at a
You're fine.
Yeah.
If we can do the 31st of next month, because I have a lot of closings between now and then that would be that I will do it. But I, because of the closings, and I'm just looking at, you know, I'm looking at the way the money is going to flow. If you can make the 31st happen, then we can do it today. That way I set those funds aside, then I can do it. It's more than I want to pay, but I will do it just because you have been a straight shooter.
Oh, Zach, hold on 1 minute, man. I'm sorry. I just got a lot of distraction. Okay, what'd you say now?
I said, if you can get it done today and we can close on the 30th next month, I can do it.
All right, not a problem. I'll get you the paperwork that you need taken care of today. That's not a problem. Just bear with me. Give me a few minutes to call my buddy, and you I'll get it where you can go ahead and send the
Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah. You can go ahead and send it to me. That way I'll have it. I'll send it right over to him. Okay? Because okay. He got to sign it, like you said. But we'll
right.
do it.
Do you have his email?
I'm sorry.
Do you have his email? I can just
Yeah, I have his information. I'm sure I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give me that, and I'll just send it.
Oh, Zach, I don't have it with me.
Okay.
No, I'm out here.
All right. You want to give me a call back then? I'll send it to you. Then you can just forward it to him.
Okay. Wayne Dexter. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making this easier, but I'm paying more than I want to, but. You know, we're doing the other one, so I'm willing to do it.
All right. Go ahead and get the other one done so I can get it done, taken care of today, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we already
wrap it up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, all right.
Send it to me, and we'll let you know that I'll give everything back to you in a skinny minute, okay?
All right. I'll wait for your call. You got my number.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.